Social change is swirling in chaotic Venezuela this week as President Nicolas Maduro has ordered the military to distribute food and medicine across the country in an attempt to alleviate shortages. The military will also oversee five of the country's main ports. The president insisted that this is not a military takeover. Joining me now from Caracas is Hannah Dreyer, Venezuela correspondent for the Associated Press. If the military takes over the agricultural sector, she says, we could be looking at famines by this time next year.
The food situation in Venezuela is getting dire. This used to be a country that grew some of its own food, but now you have fields lying fallow while farmers go and line up to get imported goods. And you're not getting a lot of imported goods coming in these days. We went to the ports, which the military will now also have control over, and there wasn't a single ship coming in.
There's outrage among the middle class in Venezuela because they're not used to this level of deprivation. But the masses who supported Hugo Chavez for years are the poor in Venezuela. And I'm wondering if they have a greater tolerance for pain and likely to stick with this situation for a while. And so things could burn at a fairly slow flame for quite some time.
Right. That's a really key element of the situation here. The middle classes used to be the biggest consumers in South America. This was the region's richest country, and they would fly to Miami and go on these insane shopping sprees. So they've been angry for a long time as their standard of living has fallen. But the poor were living in really dire straits before Hugo Chavez came to power. And they held on for a long time. For a while, things were getting better for them. More recently, things have been getting worse, but they were still loyal to the government. Right now, though, things are so much worse than they've ever been. It's hard to find somebody with a good word to say about the current administration.
You've been in Venezuela through this entire period of decline. Do you have a sense, just stepping back, what it's like to observe social change, you know, taking place at such a rapid pace?
It's been strange to see the collapse here. And you see the change kind of in these small differences that take a while to notice. So there were always food lines. Now there are people literally dying to get food in these lines. You're seeing shootings in the lines. Just recently, somebody was killed in line, and the other people waiting in line just stayed there while this guy basically bled out on the street.
I get the sense that as you know, you're a classic AP reporter, but that this has been a very trying time for you. I mean, emotionally, just to observe this, this has not happened like this, you know, elsewhere in the world in quite some time.
I think as a reporter, you have to put up some emotional shields or it would just be too sad and overwhelming. Yesterday, for example, I was in a children's hospital and they were performing surgeries without gloves or medical alcohol. And there are a lot of patients that have infections as a result.
What do people who, you know, have no other place to go, who are all in Venezuela, say about this situation?
So anybody who can get out is working on a plan to go. Everyone I know who has a college degree has at least a plan to leave within the year. The poor who have no hope of leaving are hoping that things get better. But it's a very vague hope. There's not an easy way to see how the situation resolves. People who are stuck here are getting angry, and we're seeing a lot of riots. Not protests directed at any specific political aim, but just people in the street looting stores, getting into confrontation with police, and we're seeing about 25 of those a day in the country.
People in Venezuela are so used to the era of Chavez, where he would make a statement and the entire world, certainly everyone in this hemisphere, would pay attention. Do people have a sense that anyone cares about what's going on now?
People in Venezuela are shocked that the rest of the region isn't doing something to intervene. They're wondering why the country isn't receiving humanitarian aid or why people aren't stepping in to sanction Maduro. There's a sense here that neighboring countries are just kind of standing by with their arms crossed.
Hannah Dreyer is Venezuela correspondent for the Associated Press, speaking to us from Caracas, Venezuela. Thanks so much, Hannah.
Good talking with you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.